Wrongly Writing, the ongoing saga of an incomplete wanker, by Thomas Caulfield, a sort of biography about writing the Velvet Paw of Asquith novels, read by the author. Chapter 1. Homecoming. Thomas stood on a doormat and wondered whether he ought to apologise to it. Although doormats were used to being stood upon, he was convinced they were far less accustomed to being apologised to, which was unfair, considering the extent they were stood upon. Moreover, Thomas wasn't convinced he ranked any higher in the overall scheme of things than it did. Before he had a chance to, however, the door opened and Thomas shat himself. The massive woman standing before him glared with the sort of disgust and contempt that unreasonable mothers are renowned for. "Hello, Mother," said Thomas, not wanting to move because of the considerable volume of excrement filling his trousers. Her contempt bred a sneer so robust that it could have been used to move crates around large industrial warehouses. She turned from him in as much as her massive frame allowed when confined by walls and shook her head as much as an absence of neck permitted.
"Shit yourself, did you?"
she said. "Not really. It's just remnants of last night's dinner," she scoffed.
"Cooked, did you?"
"In a manner of speaking. I fried some beans."
"Did you remember to take them out of the tin first?"
"Well, that's where the manner of speaking comes in." He left the doormat and followed her, apologising to it after all, considering the manure that had run down his trouser leg and dribbled over his shoe.
"You didn't just shit on my doormat, did you?"
She was already elsewhere, though her contempt was omniscient. "In a manner of speaking," said Thomas. The house was small, drab, and devoid of colour, other than faded hues of once fashionable pastels and the bright labels of empty soft drink containers. There were also some pictures of diseased mouths that cigarette packets specialise in, which had been nailed to the walls in an attempt at themed decor, and a stale fog hung in the air that smelt as though it still held bits of lung. He followed her into a kitchen only marginally less pleasant than the inside of his trousers.
"Can't hack living by yourself, then,"
she said, wedging against a grimy plastic table piled with ashtrays so stuffed that the whole arrangement looked geothermal. She fell onto a chair that wouldn't remain functional much longer and scowled. "I can hack it, Mother," Thomas said. "I've just returned for Oscar, that's all." She scoffed again, or coughed. It was hard to discern through the stink of smoke.
"I don't know where your stupid cat is."
She indicated a sink piled with broken dishes.
"It's probably under that lot."
She lit a cigarette and continued killing herself. "Is he outside?" Thomas asked, keen for some fresh air.
"How should I know? I haven't been out there myself since the late 70s.
Thomas opened a back door that looked onto a small area paved in rubbish, some of which popped up a fence that was in no state to define boundaries. He looked fondly at the remnants of a tree which he used to swing from as a child up until his mother had it poisoned and burnt. He called his cat, but there was no sound other than the muffled pop of dead rats caught beneath layers of discarded asbestos and fossilised stratification of newspapers. Despite the grey and mould, the sky above was blue, and he smiled at having the courage to finally leave home. He returned indoors, uncertain whether he should check his room, despite having grown up in it. His mother hadn't been happy about him leaving, despite consistently telling him to fuck off. "Should I check in my room?" he called, worried what she might have done to it, considering the screams and punches she'd thrown the last time he was in it.
"It's no longer your room."
"But have you turned it into a study then?" he asked.
"What do I need a study for? I'm not some stupid wanker."
"Well, it's nice to have a study."
"It's because you're a stupid wanker."
Thomas sighed. "We've been over this, Mother." He looked at its door and the remnants of sticky tape that had once held up pictures he'd done on the rare occasions he'd gone to school, until she'd burnt them also. "I'm not a stupid wanker," he said. "I just find being here rather suffocating, that's all."
"An ungrateful, stupid wanker."
"Mother, I'm 36. I can't stay home forever. We've been over this."
"Tosser."
"I'm not a tosser."
"Fucking ungrateful, stupid wanker."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?